It's Like Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke. We continue our coverage on teacher training today with a look at Teach for America, the highly selective Peace Corps-like program in which graduates from the country's top universities are placed as teachers in the neediest school districts. More than 4,500 new TFA members will lead classrooms nationwide beginning this September, 50 of them here in Milwaukee. TFA says it's designed to bring more dedicated and highly educated people into classrooms that are severely lacking in teachers and to ultimately help close the achievement gap in urban schools. But when Teach for America announced in February of last year that it was coming to Milwaukee, not everyone saw it as a boon for the city's students. Milwaukee-based journalist Barbara Miner is one such skeptic. In an article in the spring edition of the education journal Rethinking Schools, she looks at whether TFA helps or hurts urban education reform. Barbara Miner, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Thank you, Mitch.
So we're talking about an organization that last year placed a total of 4,000 new teachers around the country, and in total has about 7,300 members. Seems like a pretty small drop in a pretty large bucket. So why do you think the concerns with TFA are larger than just that small drop?
Well, there's actually two aspects to Teach for America, TFA as people call it. One is the recruits. They're hardworking, they're idealistic, they come in. And so, you know, you can't fault people who want to come in and work in urban schools because it's not an easy job. But then there's the national organization, which it's probably as media savvy, politically sophisticated, and hard to figure out behind the scenes as almost any organization I've ever written about. And they play a definite role in what are called the educational wars on a national level. But try and pin them down and they go, oh, no, not us. We're just here to improve education. And you kind of go,
Well, and I gather in that group of three things you just talked about, it's the last one that you're especially concerned with. I mean, because is there anything inherently wrong with being media savvy or slickly produced, if you will?
Not in the least, but there's the media image and the reality behind the image. And the media, too often, for lots of reasons, is just sort of sticking to the really feel-good story, you know, hardworking Ivy League graduates going and save the urban jungle. But that's not really the national organization. I mean, there's a couple of issues. But I think fundamentally the problem with Teach for America is its mission. I mean, its mission really rests on take these, you know, elite graduates, send them in for 2 years, and then they're gone to launch their careers, doctors, lawyers, politicians. And yet everyone knows that one of the biggest problems in urban schools is this revolving door of inexperienced teachers who come and go. So here you have an organization that one could argue is actually making worse one of the worst problems in urban schools.
Well, so let me play devil's advocate with you. I'm sure backers of TFA would say, wouldn't it still be better, though, if there's going to be teacher turnover, to have bright, motivated, excited teachers in the classroom for at least those few years?
And that helps. But the problem is what doesn't get done. For example, Teach for America recruits are invariably sort of helicoptered in from other cities, other states. And you're not really doing anything to sort of grow from the community. And really, education, you have to realize the community school link if you're to reform urban schools. And so you have this problem of people helicoptering in, helicoptering out. And while it may be great for the Teach for America recruits, you know, yet again, you have these kids who that teacher, they're not even going to be there when they graduate from middle school.
There are many teachers' unions across the country who are wary of TFA. Again, given the relatively small numbers of teachers themselves that we're talking about, what are unions' fears about Teach for America and other programs, I guess, that are similar?
Well, it's interesting. On a local level, the unions oftentimes don't have any beef with Teach for America at all. Here in Milwaukee and St. Louis, they're good relations. The issue is on a national level, Teach for America is part of this sort of new sort of get rid of the unions, get rid of the schools of education. If, you know, we just bring in hardworking recruits and have them come in for 2 years, urban schools will be reformed. And so they're sort of counterposing themselves and they're placing the teachers as the problem in urban schools. And while there's lots of issues with unions and schools of education, it is certainly throwing out the baby with the bathwater.
If I could read into this article maybe a little further, it seems like maybe this could be simply just a philosophical discussion, if not for the existence of a relatively new TFA initiative, something called Leadership for Education Equity. And this is what we would call, and I'm using the air quotes here, the political arm, yes?
Yes, which is fascinating because they set up Leadership for Educational Equity specifically to do political work because as a nonprofit, Teach for America is limited in what it can do. So a lot of organizations set up these sister organizations. And interestingly, I could not find a single media article on Leadership for Educational Equity. I asked the Teach for America people and they kind of went, well, no, there haven't been any. And for a media savvy organization, I kind of went, okay, what are you trying to not let us know about? And so I asked to go on their website and they said, oh, no, it's members only. And then I asked for their 990 forms, which are the traditional IRS forms that tell you who's funding you, who's your board, et cetera. And I was met with a noticeable silence. So then I filed a formal request, still a noticeable silence. And by law, they're supposed to respond to a written request in 30 days, an in-person request in 24 hours, but she couldn't even tell me where their national office was. So right now we have a complaint before the IRS because 6 months later, they still have not complied with federal regulations on this.
But what can you tell us about what, even given the absence of these documents and your inability to get on their website, what can you tell us about the political arm? What is it there to do?
Well, clearly it was set up so they could do political work and alumni could do political work. And Teach for America is very clear on its website that it hopes to have 100 alumni elected to office in 2010. And they talk about wanting to change the educational agenda, et cetera, et cetera. But when you try and pin them down, they go, oh, no, 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 we don't take any positions. So I'm sort of caught in this, like, bizarre world where they set up an organization to do political work and then claim that they don't take any political positions, which kind of says to me, well, what's going on behind the scenes?
If I understand right, I mean, it sounds like their contention is they're trying to cultivate political leaders, but they're also saying they don't care what kind of political leaders those people are.
That's what they say. But within the world of where their people are placed and what kind of positions are put forward and within the educational wars, anytime there's a sort of group criticizing schools of education or criticizing unions or criticizing the, quote, status quo, Teach for America is affiliated and associated with those groups. And then you look at their funders. Big financial companies, the Walton Foundation, some of the biggest names in privatization of education.
You write that Teach for America has become a key ally of people who disparage teachers' unions and schools of education. And as you say, that doesn't necessarily hold true with local chapters of Teach for America. There's a fairly decent relationship between the teachers' unions and even, say, the Marquette School of Education in Milwaukee. But let me ask you this. Do you think there are lessons for those two broader groups, the teachers' unions and the schools of education, in the success that TFA has had in winning over people?
Well, I think one of the things clearly is education is all about politics. And if you aren't able to really essentialize what your mission is and why you're doing it, you're behind the eight ball. And Teach for America has these amazing media relations. I mean, part of it is the kind of classic Ivy League old boy, old girls network. I mean, Wendy Kopp, the founder of Teach for America, she can call up New York Times columnists such as Thomas Friedman. They not only answer the phone, but they quote her. I mean, that's pretty hard for your average person to have such kind of entree to the big media stars.
You also use the term hubris.
Yes. I read, Wendy's memoir, and it's a great memoir to read if you are a nonprofit and figuring out how the hell am I going to fund my organization. But I was quite frankly flabbergasted because it's really only in the final pages of the book where she even really mentions children. Here's this senior at Princeton about to graduate and has to come up with a senior thesis on national service and comes up with this idea. And then without visiting an urban classroom, launches this organization. Before they've even placed a single teacher in a single school, they have front page stories in Newsweek, Time Magazine, New York Times, Good Morning America segments. And so you just go, wow, if you want to know how to play the media, read Wendy's memoir.
Well, and Wendy Kopp says she envisioned the organization as being like a Peace Corps for teachers. To draw the analogy out, I don't hear a lot of people complaining that, say, Peace Corps graduates or even AmeriCorps graduates go into other fields when they finish their service. Is it unrealistic to expect that a program like this, the participants would necessarily stay with education as a career?
Let me put it this way. Last September, Business Week did a cover story on the best places to launch a career. Teach for America came in number 7, right after Goldman Sachs. So that might say something about whether they're about education reform or whether they're about launching careers.
Well, so then let me ask you the big philosophical question. There are clearly things that are wrong with the state of urban education. Teach for America is ostensibly trying to do something. Why does its motivation matter?
Their very mission, you have to wonder if it exacerbates the problem they say they're trying to solve, because one of the biggest problems in urban schools is you have inexperienced teachers coming and inexperienced teachers soon leaving. Teach for America's very mission is 2 years in and out. So it feeds into that problem.
Is Teach for America something that you think could be fixed?
Wow, that's a very complicated question. But when I asked one of the Teach for America people, I said, you've got great people, great recruits. Why don't you ask them to stay for 5 years? Because most teachers really don't get their sea legs till 3-4 years. And he says, well, no, that would violate our mission. So, you know, what would be a logical sort of improvement? Great kids, get them to stay. And they said, oh, no, we're not about that.
Well, Barbara Miner, thanks so much for spending some time with us and shedding some light on it.
Well, thank you, Mitch.
Barbara Miner is a freelance writer in Milwaukee. Her article, Looking Past the Spin on Teach for America, appears in the spring issue of the education journal Rethinking Schools. One more break now, but in a moment we hear a response from the CEO and founder of Teach for America, Wendy Kopp. This is Lake Effect on WUWM.